From the studios of Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm Mitch Bertlieb. Governor Phil Scott's plan for clean water funding has gotten a preliminary thumbs up from the Federal Environmental Protection Agency. Vermont is under a federal order to reduce pollution in Lake Champlain and other waterways. Ken Moroff with the EPA says Scott's plan to fund those efforts is promising.
The governor's proposal does identify specific sources of funding. So it's not just a number, it also identifies where the money will come from, and that's important.
But Democratic lawmakers have concerns about Scott's proposal because it relies on existing state revenue to pay for water cleanup. Legislators say that could shortchange other government programs, and they say they're in the process of creating an alternative funding proposal. This week marks 1 year since Jack Sawyer was arrested for allegedly planning to shoot up Fairhaven Union High School. Sawyer's case was transferred last year to family court, which means the 19-year-old's whereabouts are classified. Fairhaven's Superintendent Brooke Olson Farrell says that makes her job difficult.
At least several times a month, a student or a staff member thinks they've seen him in the community, and so it creates some panic. I reach out to law enforcement, and we reassure them that that's not the case.
Fairhaven police confirmed they've investigated a number of bogus sightings of Jack Sawyer. Bennington town leaders say they're looking for an outside expert to review the police department's handling of reports of racial harassment against former Representative Kaya Morris. Attorney General T.J. Donovan has urged Bennington to have such a review done. The NAACP Vermont branch and the American Civil Liberties Union of Vermont are also calling for a review, including whether evidence was withheld. A self-identified white nationalist accused of harassing Morris was arrested last week on a charge of possessing large-capacity gun magazines. Max Meesh pleaded not guilty. A new report shows student-to-staff ratios in Vermont schools are all over the map. The report comes after lawmakers passed a measure calling for studying the ratios last year. VTDigger.org says the report found big variations in the ratios based on poverty levels, total enrollment, and the number of students with special education plans. It did not make any recommendations on a specific benchmark for what the ratios should be. Today's Eye on the Sky forecast, partly cloudy in the southern valleys, slight chance of a rain or snow shower, mostly cloudy north and in the southern greens, some scattered snow showers there. Temperatures from the upper 20s to mid-30s, steady or falling through the afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, another 1 to 3 inches of snow expected over higher terrain, lows in the teens to near 20. Mostly sunny tomorrow with highs in the 20s to near 30 degrees north, 30 south. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Bertlieb.